USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats continue to lay claims that opponents of their election federalization legislation, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, are rooted in racism, and there is somehow a portion of the population that still lacks a right to vote. Representative Joyce Beatty, chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, refers back to the Obama election to push her cause.
They understand victory. They saw a black president elected because they voted and they stood in line for 5 to 7 hours to vote.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
It is Orwellian doublespeak to invoke the concept of voting rights to mean ballot harvesting or prohibiting voter ID or having taxpayers fund elections.
The Pew Research Center has reported 2/3 of registered American voters turned out in the 2020 general election, casting nearly 158.4 million ballots. USA Radio News.
Get to Kohl's to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As lawmakers get back to work, President Biden won't likely succeed in his push to overturn the filibuster in a move needed for Democrats' voting legislation and other partisan legislation to be passed. Republican Representative Bill Johnson from Ohio on Newsmax.
Well, I certainly hope that it fails. The states under the Constitution, the state legislatures are the ones that have the sole authority to manage our federal elections. That's the way our country has worked since its founding. That's the way it should work now. I don't believe the president's going to be successful in getting Schumer to overturn the filibuster. And you know what's so interesting, Emma, is that the Democrats used the filibuster over 300 times in the last time that Democrats were in the minority.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As more Americans disapprove of President Biden's pandemic response, his polling numbers reflect a negative impact on the administration.
As President Joe Biden approaches his one-year anniversary in office, results of a new survey show many people believe he has not handled the coronavirus pandemic as well as his predecessor, former President Donald Trump. This according to a new Redfield and Wilton Strategy survey. The survey, conducted January 8th and 9th, shows 44% of Americans disapprove of Biden's overall performance. It also mirrors other national polls that show Biden quickly slipping in public favor. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Some people are reporting a loss of smell after they had COVID-19.
Scientists say whether or not you lose your sense of smell after getting COVID-19 could depend on your genetic makeup. This discovery could bring experts closer to finding treatments for the virus. As many as 1.6 million people in the United States still have a change in their ability to smell 6 months after contracting COVID. 23andMe researchers conducting the study as part of a larger COVID project using a large body of participants who had done a 23andMe test already. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
First round of the NFL wildcard playoffs concluded Monday night with the Los Angeles Rams advancing. Divisional playoffs continue Saturday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.